Hello, everyone. This is The Scholarship with Shia Thousand, and I'm so happy to be podcasting with you guys today. We're going to be talking about the real cost of college. And a lot of people don't realize there are a lot of hidden costs when it comes to college, especially when you are looking at it maybe like a sticker price. Like when you go to a car dealership, it kind of works the same way. There's a lot of hidden costs. You have to pay like transportation fees when you're getting a car and things of that nature. So I just wanted to break down 5 points that I think that are pretty relevant when it comes to what the real cost of college are. So the biggest one that people always think about, number one, is going to be tuition. And I think that when it comes to tuition, people don't think about it in terms of how the universities are thinking about it. So just wanted to give you guys a heads up on how to look at it a little bit differently. You want to look at public versus private. And public is usually a state-run or a city-run school. So your community colleges are more so public, and then you have your local universities that are public. Then you have your private university. So private in the state of Florida would be something like a FAU. So you want to be mindful of that, because private schools don't do in-state, out-of-state tuition. So there's one flat rate that you have to pay if you want to attend that university. However, public schools do in-state, out-of-state tuition. So if you live in a state and you want to go to school in that state, even if it's away to school where you're traveling maybe 3 hours to go back to where you're from, to where your school is, you can pay in-state tuition. And that works out really nicely, because there are drastic cuts for in-state tuition. It's almost cutting the tuition in half. So that's something to really think about, especially when you don't have a lot of money and you're paying for it yourself. Everything that the Scholarship Wiz offers is debt-free education. So when you're paying for it yourself, we don't want you to take out any loans. We don't want your parents to take out any loans either, unless you have some sort of trust fund where your parents have the money to pay for it. We want to make sure that you can get your education debt-free. And a part of that is you want to go to a public school maybe that offers in-state tuition, where you can get it for half the price of someone traveling to your school from another state. And then something else to think about is how low is the cost? Because once you start filling out your FAFSA information, FAFSA may tell you that your family's contribution is pretty high because of the low cost of the school. And there's usually a kind of like a little trap that people don't realize is going on. The more expensive the school, the less likely it is that you will get some funding upon that is not intertwined with some sort of loans. So personally, I had to go to a more expensive school because I did not have access to loans when I was choosing schools that were not very expensive. So that's something to think about as well, because when the government says your family contribution is enough to pay the full tuition, but yet you know you personally cannot afford the full tuition, they're definitely going to look at you and start offering you loan opportunities according to that if you pick a more expensive school. So what you want to do to be debt-free is to remain debt-free and start looking for scholarship opportunities. So the earlier the better. I spoke about this in previous podcasts, but people don't realize that scholarship opportunities are available for even kindergartners. So you can be very young and start preparing your child for college through scholarship opportunities. So public versus private is really important when it comes to tuition. And tuition is not inclusive of everything. And I know sometimes when parents look at tuition bills, they're like, wait, this is not what I signed up for, because there are other fees involved in the tuition. It's just like the sticker price on the car. You didn't realize you had to pay for transportation. You didn't realize that you had to pay for the taxes and all of that. There are a lot of other fees involved. So some of those other fees can be things such as computer fees. So computer fees are a part of that. And that's actually my number three. So I'm going to touch on that a little bit later. But number two to think about is room and board. If you are someone that is going away to a university and you want to live on campus, room and board is going to be expensive. And depending on the university, again, private versus public, they may state for your first year, you must live on the premises of that school. That being the case, you are subject to the room and board fees of that school. And a lot of room and board fees for even some public schools, they are literally at least half of the tuition. So that bumps you up again a couple of $1,000s. So when you start looking at the real cost of school, it comes into play an additional sometimes $11,000, $5,000 to $8,000 just for room and board to live on campus. So these are things that not everyone thinks about. And if you can drive back and forth to your school, still live at home, save some money, that's a great option, especially for your first 2 years. It's a really great option. However, I know that's not everyone's circumstances, and everybody doesn't want to live with their parents when they go to college. You want the full college experience, and you want to live on campus. A great way to do this is to find organizations that offer scholarships for students with great academic backgrounds, athletic scholarships, even just regular scholarships in general, because that money can help fund your room and board. And there are some different organizations that offer scholarships to students, and they have housing on the campus where you'll have access to that housing once you receive those scholarship funds. So you can live in that house, and you pay a small fee to live there, which is not even a quarter of what it would cost you in room and board fees. So say you pay $800 to live on campus in that home, but you still have your scholarship to pay for your tuition. So that's really costing you nothing for that semester or that year. It's going to cost you maybe $1,600 versus the $8,000 the school was recommending if you lived in the school's rooms. So think about that. Dorms look very different depending on the campus, and every university has a different setup. So you want to definitely investigate that to see what that offering is. So for computer fees, back to that. The reason why computer fees are kind of steep at certain universities, because it's dependent upon what your major is. If you're going for something that is a background in arts, some schools' programs require that you use laptops for all of your classes. And if you have to use a laptop, they make you either purchase a laptop if you don't have one, and that is not included in your tuition, or you will be able to rent a laptop from the school, again, not included in your tuition. So be very mindful when you're picking your major, because these are not things everyone thinks about, but these are also things that are very expensive and very important. And if it's something that you must have for your class, it's like a non-negotiable. You cannot rent your friend's computer and you guys are sitting in the same class. It's just not going to happen. So you want to make sure that you know what your extra fees are, especially when it comes to computer fees. And then computer fees, if they even don't require you to have a laptop, it's just access to the computer labs, access to all of the programs that the school has signed up for the students to have access to. And that is anything. Everything comes with a license. So you kind of are paying for those licenses that the schools have access to on those awesome school computers that they give you in the library, in the dorms, in your labs, depending on what your major is. Your lab may be set up in a computer lab. Some statistics classes, the labs are in computer labs. So you want to make sure that you are mindful of those fees. Again, those fees are not in your tuition. So point four, books. Books are so expensive. Oh my gosh. So there are really some great resources online which allow you to rent your books. So as soon as you know what your classes are going to be for that semester, it's really a good option to go online and start renting your books. Books are really expensive, and if you don't have to purchase them, don't, because you only need them for that semester. Depending on the major, you really only need them that semester. And if you're studying something like pre-law, you might be able to find someone who took the class before you and they're still in your school and they'll let you borrow their book for the semester where you don't have to buy it. Certain classes are really hard because they'll keep coming up with new editions for the book, and that makes it hard to just borrow books. And sometimes even renting the book, the newest edition may not be available on that site to rent. So you really kind of got to do some investigating here, because I know that when I was in school, there are certain teachers that literally every year they would change it for the newest edition, which made it hard to borrow someone else's book because they had last year's edition. And if they're pumping out books every year, your teacher's going to require the fifth edition where the class before you was working on a fourth edition. So that's something to be mindful of. So look into renting your textbooks if you can. And then also partner with someone who was in that class the year before you. And if you don't know them, get to know your fellow teammates. Like, you're on teams in school, and most of the time, whatever year you are, someone knows someone in the year before you. If you're participating in any sports activities, you're going to know someone in a class ahead of you. And even if they don't know, if they weren't in that class, they'll know someone who was in that class, or that person will know someone who was in that class. So just really network and talk. College and grad school is all about networking. Everything is about who you know, not what you know. So get to know who is around you, because you will save so much money if you can borrow books or rent books instead of actually purchasing books. It can cost you almost $2,000 to $3,000 a semester, depending on your major. Biology books are extremely expensive. Law books are expensive. And anything around medicine is really expensive. So if you don't have to, do not purchase your books. That's all I'm saying. So another thing that people don't realize, and some institutions actually require that you have health insurance if you are a student attending that school. And this is more so around the private sector, not as much around public. And that health insurance comes at an extra cost as well. And it can be anywhere from about $1,200 to $1,500 for the year. So you will have health insurance and access to the clinic on the campus for not necessarily free, but for a small fee. So this is something to be mindful of, because again, everyone's not aware that you are attending a university. You don't think that they would ask you to have health insurance. And if you are on your parents' health insurance, which a lot of students are up until the age of 27, you will be required to show proof to the university that you already have health insurance. And that's the only way you will be able to get out of getting health insurance at that particular university. Again, this is more of a private school thing versus a public school situation, but you want to be mindful of that, and it's something to think about. And you want to always read the fine print, because your parents may be just cutting those checks and dishing out that money. And even if they're not, and the scholarships are, you don't want to pay for something unnecessarily. You're under your parents' health insurance until the age of 27. Keep it that way. Don't pay for health insurance at your university if you do not have to. So my 5 points to think about, I'm going to review them again. Tuition, public versus private, less versus more, what your family contribution is. Number 2, room and board, living on campus versus not living on campus, versus if your school requires that you live on campus for your first year, what does that look like financially? 3, your computer fees. If you are an arts major, are they requiring that you have a laptop? Are they requiring that you have access to certain programs? These things you have to be mindful of, because there will always be a fee involved in that for the campus. And then 4, books. Why buy books if you can borrow or rent for someone who took the class the year before you, or from a company that rents the books online? And you can put in there how much you are going to pay for your books, or you can find the books used. Do not pay full price or retail for your books. There's always a way around that. And 5, health insurance. Some private schools do require that you have health insurance. The way you get around this is if you are already under your parents' health insurance, you just have to show proof that you are currently under your parents' health insurance, and they will not require you to pay for or have the school's health insurance. You will still have access to the clinic on campus and those facilities. You just will not pay the additional fee for those things. All right? So those are my top 5 items to think about when you are considering the real cost of college. All right. Again, this is Shy 1000. I am the Scholarship Whiz. visit my website at thescholarshipwiz.com. There are resources on there. We have a bunch of scholarship opportunities available. Don't forget, no one should have to pay for education and be in debt. Education should be debt-free. So my goal is to get you all educated with all these graduate degrees for under no money on your own, all debt-free. Let's spend someone else's money to educate you and make a substantial contribution to society. Again, this is Shia Thousand, Scholarship Wiz. It was my pleasure to chat with you guys today. If you have any questions, please drop us a line on our website, thescholarshipwiz.com. You can also shoot me an email on Gmail at thescholarshipwiz@gmail.com. And this is Shia Thousand. You guys have a good day.